As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and that's for sure, and a revolution in the air. Won't you be a part of it? I think you'll enjoy it. Welcome to our Thursday, November the 5th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed, my name is William Roberts, and we've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, especially with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be part of today's broadcast, you can call in. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, boy, even my props aren't working here this morning, 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri. The zip code is 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and, of course, your calls are welcome. Gold building support above the 1,090 mark. We'll talk about that. It's poised to break out over the 1,100 mark, I think, today on a continuing U.S. dollar decline and the stock market weakness. We'll see how that transpires. The world game of chaos continues with our returning guest, Vicki Davis. And, of course, again, we'll take your calls, and there'll be much, much more to come. The market reports for Thursday, November the 5th, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off a buck at $1,090.90, silver up 3 cents at $17.47, platinum off $5 at $13.60 an ounce, and palladium flat on the morning trade so far at $328 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market yesterday, $1,081.50 for a low, $1,099 for a high. This morning, $1,079.10 so far for a low, $1,095.20 for a high. At $1,090.90, your gold is up $329 an ounce so far for a 43.23% return on your gold investment. As of airtime, gold was trading right around $1,091.10, up $3.80. The London Gold Fix this morning, the guys cribbed the number down a little bit, but they've got it set at 1,088, so it may trade in that vicinity. We'll see. The gold market has not been faithful to the London Gold Fix by any means lately. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 30 at 98.02. The NASDAQ was off 2 at 2,056, and the S&P was up 1 at 1,047. The crude oil this morning lost 8 cents, trades at $80.32 for a barrel of light sweet crude, and the USDX off 4 basis points at 75.70. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side and continue this morning's broadcast. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned on our Thursday morning, November the 5th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of live radio. This is Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And my name is William Roberts. We've got good news for you, hard facts and workable solutions every day. And we're going to be joined again in a moment by our very special guest, Vicki Davis. But let's finish up that market report for Thursday, November the 5th, 2009. As we found again, gold was trading off a dollar at $1,090.90 an ounce. Silver was up 3 cents at $17.47. And platinum lost $5 in early trading at $1,360 an ounce. We finished up the Dow. We went to the crude. We gave out the USDX. The USDX this morning, we find it trading off 4 basis points at 75.70. It continues to get weaker and weaker, and of course, gold is going up, and the stock market is confused. But in the Forex market, we find the Canadian dollar coming up about 2 basis points this morning, still trades at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso gains a little bit of strength and still stays at 8 cents U.S. The euro moves up 16 basis points and is trading at $1.49 U.S. And the British pound up 26 basis points at $1.66 U.S. The Swiss franc moves up again this morning a little bit and is at 99 cents. Again, very, very near parity with the U.S. dollar. In the bond market, we find the 2-year bond trading at the yield is 0.90%, the 10-year as a 3.55, the 30-year is at 4.43, and as Jimmy Rogers said, who'd want to buy U.S. debt at those prices? Anyway, the mortgage market continues to increase. The interest rate on the mortgages, a 15-year mortgage, moves up to 4.72%. It was at 4.58 a month ago. So if you've got a refinance to do, the mortgages may be going up. The credit is getting a little tighter now. You might want to become Johnny on the spot and get your business taken care of. The 30-year moves up as well. The cost of buying a house month to month is going to be more. It's now at 5.19%, up from 5.10% a month ago. And, of course, you're going to have to add points, origination fees, and all of that to that loan. Anyway, that's enough of the market report for today. Let's welcome back to Become Vocal Local, Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will.
Well, we certainly are into our up to our neck in this pathological technocracy. There's no doubt about that in my mind. And for the listeners, those of you that are new, perhaps this is the first Tuesday and Thursday session you've caught with myself and Vicki Davis. I'll bring to your attention that Vicki has a website. It's www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. Unpretentious, very, very well put together website, but there's not a lot of bells and whistles. But I'll tell you what, the bells and whistles are in the documents. You need to take your time to look there. But if you go up to the web page, channelingreality.com, on the home page, you'll find a click on link on the left hand side, Become Vocal Local. Click on that and you'll open up the documents that we are going to be referring to today and some other things for you to look at as well. This broadcast today, Thursday, November the 5th, is a continuation of our Tuesday broadcast. We're still in the same material, largely. We're going to look at the world game of chaos, greater detail. Lots of information on this particular page that you built there, Vicki. And we wanted to come back, if my memory serves me right, and pick up the pieces again on Dadaism and go into that a little bit more.
Yeah, well, the Dadaism, besides being just a completely fascinating area, and if I wasn't on mission, you know, I would have spent a lot more time studying that. But the idea of using art, which includes music, theater, and painting, sculpture, things like that, as a tool for revolution, you know, to actually break culture so that it can be rebuilt. It's just a fascinating area. And when I was doing this research on Buckminster Fuller, I was looking into his history and found that he had gone to this school in North Carolina called Black Mountain College, which was a school that was started by emigres from Germany pre-World War II. And in tracing the history of that school, turned out that that school was started by emigres from Russia.
And you're
Stalinist Russia.
Yeah, and you'll find, folks, if you go in and look at these emigres, there's a bunch of them out there. This John Rice, I guess it was here, is one of them, but there are others, and very important. I came into this when I was reading Shadi Adruri's book about Leo Strauss and the neocons, but the idea of the emigres, there, Leo Strauss was one of those emigres. There was a time period there in the roll-up between World War I and World War II where there was certain intellectual capital that was really too valuable to leave in harm's way in Europe that would be instrumental in setting us up for the new time period in the post-war. And Leo Strauss was one of the emigres. Hannah Arendt is another one of the emigres. Jacques Maritain is another one of them. And, of course, here we find yet still others. And they went into various colleges and universities around the United States and in South America and other places in the world. And they began basically sowing the very same seeds that Adolf Hitler was reacting against, and they were sowing them here. And unfortunately, William or Irving Kristol was infected with this through Leo Strauss and others, Wolfowitz, many others, Richard Perle, the people from the University of Chicago School of Leo Strauss, the neocons. He has gotten an earned bad rap. But if you look around the University of Chicago Press and other places, there's been much published to try and untarnished a very worthily tarnished reputation. But this system that was coming down here, they were taking it not from the standpoint of philosophy and political science and mathematics and theology, as the others I mentioned were. These people are bringing it on from the side of art, and Dadaism plays very strongly in that.
Yeah, and if you step back and take a look at it, it is part of the pattern of revolution. And, you know, it probably didn't even start in Russia. It's just that, you know, as far back as I looked, that's where it started. And a revolution begins with the culture, I would say. And I it even makes me think that even our description of political systems were described at various points in time of the same timeline. For example, communism and fascism. I think they're all part of the same timeline. It's just that the political situation was described at a point in time of a changing hierarchy.
If you go through just some of the first 10 planks of what is the Communist Manifesto, the abolition of private property, the heavy progressive income tax, the abolition of all rights of inheritance, etc., you'll find that it's going to require a massive change in cultural awareness, and this is what Dadaism helped to achieve. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Stick with us. Lots more to come on today's broadcast.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now, this is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we have returned, and we're going to start in on a little section here on the story of Black Mountain, a college that began in the United States in 1933. But if we can understand, folks, the importance of getting our wrapping our minds around the presence, if you will, of certain college professors, you can go back to the discussion we had on the Reformation coming into the Renaissance and the Enlightenment, the Neoplatonists, the people that looked back and they discovered the Western Europeans really discovered who Aristotle was again and who Socrates was, who Plato was, who Cicero was. And they started to get this idea about the universities. Of course, the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas were kind of a refutation. He was trying to harmonize the teachings of the Greeks against the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. From a Jewish perspective, Maimonides, in his Guide for the Perplexed, went down a similar road. But we find throughout history those people who are the various professors, you know, even Adam Weishaupt and others, you know, the various Jesuit schools that were set up, Georgetown, for instance, all around the world. If you have a professor who can gain a following of students and people and spend time working with multiple classes of students interested in their topic, you can become exceedingly influential, and you just stand there and endure year after year after year. You're talking to 100 people, maybe 200. They're like your captive audience for a semester or a quarter. And then they go on, they use that information to found all the rest of their studies on. And so when we look at something like Black Mountain, designed out of a desire to create this new progressive education, the John Dewey School, if you will, you can see how important it is for us to pay attention when we discover these little grains. Go ahead, Vicki. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, well, and what you were just talking about in terms of ancient Greece and the professors, if you take those ideas of history and you look at these, you look at Dadaism as a strategy, a tool, and then apply it in the modern context, because people, even though we have a modern context, people are probably the same as they were back then. You have the intellectuals, and then you have everybody else, and the strategies, it is like a playbook, and it keeps repeating over and over and over. They keep doing this over and over and over.
Largely because, and you might agree with this, is because it is so successful.
Yes, it is. It's very successful, obviously, but it's a lot more refined. I mean, it's so refined now that it's pretty frightening, actually.
Well, it is, you know, and my admonition to parents is to keep your children out of the public education system, because you have no real understanding. You have no way to monitor what's being introduced into their minds. You don't have, and especially if you're a detached type of a parent where you don't go and see little Johnny's classroom, the things that are posted up all around the room, things that they see and visually, it's burned into their memories that they'll just never forget, even the most subliminal things, you know. So this is the very important stage, and if you can bring someone in pre-K and begin working with their mind and shape it throughout their entire adolescence, growing up period, up to the point of college, where it's such a parallel to modern religion. when someone feels like they really have gone in error, let's say, and they're reaching out, they want to connect with God, and they come to a church, and the church begins to teach them their dogma and their doctrine, the susceptibility there is incredible. And so when you let down your guards and you put you build a bond of trust inside of a university, your parents have paid for this education, they helped you pick out the university, maybe you got a scholarship to go there, now you're there and you're just like a sponge waiting to be filled, you'll get filled. But you're going to have to be really careful about the information. And so the young people are not always equipped with their filters. And because they are so vulnerable, Christ in the Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me. You like to work with young people. The earlier you can work with someone, the deeper the programming can go in. And we find the same thing right here at this Black Mountain College. But you say here, Black Mountain College was born out of a desire, again, to create a new type of college based on John Dewey's principles of progressive education. And the events that precipitated the college's founding occurred simultaneously with the rise of Adolf Hitler, the closing of the Bauhaus, by the Nazis, and the beginning of the persecution of artists and intellectuals on the European continent. Well, folks, some of the reason why the artists and the intellectuals on the European continent were being persecuted was because of this very style of what you might call intellectual trash. It destroys customs, tongues, tribes, and creeds and traditions upon which all of our system of law and all of our societies are built. And if you allow some worm to come into your apple and start eating like this, you should cast it out.
Yeah, these people are like a cancer. And from what I understand of the Cultural Revolution over in China, it was the same story. And there is a PBS has done several programs on China, and they're really very well done. Really good programs. And even in one of those programs, they talk about the traveling musical shows that are actually morality plays that they did for the Chinese peasants. So, I mean, it's out, straight out of the playbook.
Well, it does. It goes right back to the Colosseum and the things like that, too. When you're entertaining the masses, you're providing that beer, bread, and circuses. If you're doing it with a concealed agenda and it's not just entertainment, you can get people to believe in all manner of atrocities. Here it says the founders of the college believed that the study and the practice of art were indispensable aspects of a student's general liberal arts program or education. And what we discovered when we were studying the Renaissance period, Vicki, was basically that the liberal arts itself, that whole idea, liber is freedom. Liberal is free art, or a liberal is a someone that is free, a free thinker, a free spirit. All of that stuff plays into there, so it's rather seductive as a term. But the whole idea of liberal arts and raising the level of art up to the level of a science, such as was done by Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci and Raphael and the others, that whole period. Was so that you would transfer from being just a guildsman, a craftsman, into more of the upper echelon of society. You would actually become into a profession. You wouldn't be just a household slave for the Vatican or a household slave for some noble painting frescoes as if you were just a household decorator.
Is that when that occurred? When they finally broke out from being pets? Basically, the artists were pets of the wealthy.
Yes, that was exactly the period. We'll pick that thread up on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Lots to come. Your calls are welcome.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. Of course, your calls are welcome, folks. In the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014. Or if you happen to have an unlimited long-distance connection, that gets you right into the switchboard here. And the international number is 866-841-1065. Don't be shy. Get your calls in. If you've got a question, you want to make a comment, they're certainly welcome. Going into a little bit more of this from a bulletin of the Atomic Scientist, November 1965, Vicki lists a Max Born quotation here that's very profound. Here's the quote. Should the human race not be extinguished by a nuclear war, it will degenerate into a flock of stupid, dumb creatures under the tyranny of dictators who rule them with the help of machines and electronic computers. This is no prophecy, just a nightmare. And boy, isn't that the truth.
It's my nightmare.
Well, it's one we definitely are living in, and there's no doubt about it, but it's being shaped for us. This whole nightmare has been crafted, again, back, folks, 1933, that's very, that's your Roosevelt administration. This is a really important time period. It took, what, I don't know, from 1933 to the end of the 1940s, to have this rise in Germany and Western Europe and have it quashed in Western Europe under Adolf Hitler. But while it was being warred upon there, it is embedded in our country and has continued unabated for all of these years. So you can see that, love him or hate him, when Adolf Hitler looked at what was coming down the pike from what he called the Jews, he was looking at, he could see the destruction that would happen to society if that was allowed to continue unabated. So anyway, unabated, I should say. So here we see now we find ourselves on the bottom end of this devolution into this horrific confusion that Dadaism actually represents. But it's such a graphic art. And it's such a profoundly different kind of art. When you look at this stuff as compared with Raphael or Michelangelo, this stuff is not only obscene, but it is also without taste. And yet, it has just every bit of the ability to impact the mind of the viewer that looking at a Mona Lisa would.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I look at the public sphere, just about everything that I see, I find offensive. I find it offensive that the style of pants for young men is to be hanging down around their hips, you know, just above their butt crack. I find not the dirty dancing like the movie, but some of the examples that I've seen that was going on in schools, absolutely vulgar and horrible. And, you know, and I could probably go on and on the thing. And believe me, I'm not a prude. I grew up in the 1960s. You know, that's when I spent my young adulthood. So, you know, and I was right in there with the rest of them.
Sure.
So I'm not a prude, but what has evolved is just so beyond the pale that it's really disgusting.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's revolting, or it causes revulsion in the mind. One of the things that's really important to understand in this in programming, when you're programming the minds of someone, basically, is understand that the more senses that you can bring to bear on your programming, the deeper the level of the programming actually is. Here on talk radio, one of the reasons why I like talk radio is because it's one-dimensional. All of the audience has is the sound of my voice and the material that I'm presenting. We can play bumper music or musics, but even when I began listening, music was just not even really part of the mix. On shortwave, music doesn't do very well. So anyway, it's one dimensional. It has one sense involved, just the sense of hearing. As a talk host, it really matters little, and one of the reasons why I don't have a photograph posted on the Oracle Broadcasting Host section, it matters little about what I look like. Everybody reads Sherlock Holmes, and you can have in your own mind an imagination of what Sherlock Holmes might have looked like. You read William Shakespeare's writings, and you come up with an imagination of what you think Hamlet might look like, or any of those. So you create your own mental picture of who is actually speaking, and then you're still limited just by this one-dimensional thing. But if you can add in a visual image, that's two. And then if you could be watching me, for instance, and I would start to use what you might understand as body language or the use of my hands, I had the opportunity of becoming aware of and meeting Lou Tice of the Pacific Institute. And in one of his presentations, he discussed how he had studied the flamenco dancers, you know, those people, the Spanish dancers, and bullfighters, to learn how to use his hands effectively. And so the position of your hands, how you use your hands in a discussion, now you're adding in the sense of sight, you're using certain physical symbology, your body symbolism, and then if you can add into that, the next one would be like the sense of smell. for instance, we would have some particular smell. As a realtor, one of the things that we learned was that it was good to go to, if you had an open house to do, it would be good to stop at the grocery and buy some of those pop and bake type rolls or something like that, and put some rolls in the oven and bake them just before the and during the open house so that you'd have fresh rolls out. Why? Well, it's because of the smell of fresh bread. Everybody likes that, and it makes the house smell like a home. That sort of thing. The churches make great use of incense. They use the stained glass windows and the cathedrals and the domes and all of that to build the awe in there. The wine and bread, now you've got the taste. You know, the more of the senses that you can invoke in the process, the deeper the programming goes and the more difficult it is to remove it, because once you go through a five-sense experience like that, folks, you will remember it basically for the rest of your life. But this broadcast, just with one particular sense, just the sense of hearing, you'll have forgotten probably 90% of what I say within about 2 hours after the end of this broadcast, unless you go back and purposefully use spaced repetition, listening to the archives over and over again a few times. None of this stuff will really stick in your mind, which is why I like to do talk radio, especially on Oracle, where we have free access to the archive. So you can go back, burn a copy, put it in the CD player in your car, listen to it over and over again, etc., and really get this information in your mind so that when you need it, you can pull it out immediately. But a one-time through, you'll only remember just, you know, maybe 10%.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that, because I watched a British economist give a presentation on blue-collar wages, you know, one of those kinds of things that nobody watches probably but me. But anyway, this every time this guy would say something that didn't make sense, if you thought about it logically, he had this movement of his hands. It was almost, you know, like being a snake charmer. And he would use his hands in such a way that And you could see, you know, at various points, the audience watching his hands and not listening to what he was saying. It was fascinating.
Well, it is, and it's a very effective tool. We're going to find out more about that in this particular article that you've compiled here when we get down to looking at neuro-linguistic programming. But let's move on to this utopia or oblivion, the trajectory and of the idea, the Medusa. This is we've covered a lot of this with Buckminster Fuller. But again, folks, if you're not aware of who he is, Richard Buckminster Fuller influenced the minds of a lot of people, but he also has shaped much of what who are the architects. You know, Keske say, what is it that it is to be an architect? What is it that it is to be an urban planner? Many of them were influenced in the day by Bucky Fuller, and so it pays to pay attention to those that have actually shaped those that are now in positions of power, and some in complete power, because you'll find his influence expressed all around us.
Right, in that on that website that we talked about last week, the TELUS website, and the two futures, Utopia or Oblivion. And I think Buckminster Fuller, he was an engineer. He was brilliant. He was insane. He was a Pied Piper for young people. And I think that he was one of the early creators of the New Age movement. Would you say that?
Very, very likely. We'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back once again, and so we're looking a little bit more on Buckminster Fuller here out of the off of Vicky's website. We're looking at the document, The World Game of Chaos, the www.channelingreality.com, folks. If you're not if you're on the internet listening, you can click on the Become Vocal Local link there on the home page of Vicky's website and come right into these documents. We're around about page 14. But here we have a quotation from Bucky that's kind of interesting, and this is not exact, Vicky writes, but it's essentially what he said, that the human mind has the capability to discover relationships existing between which can only be mathematically expressed absolutely undetectable by our brains. We're here for some very special reason. We've been given access to some very great principles of the design of the universe itself. Our brain deals with the temporal. Our mind deals with the eternal. And it gives you kind of a window into his thought process. He was very mathematical. And if you've never studied the theory of functions of real variables or some of the symbolic logic that's out there in the upper echelons of mathematics, then these kind of things just kind of are not in your daily toolbox, let's put it that way. But if those are added to your toolbox, then you start to go down the road that really has gotten to where we are today. When he talks about Marconi inventing the wireless, of course, he's not mentioning Nikola Tesla. And maybe he had a little bit of a green envy going on there with Nikola Tesla, who was incredible. But if you could blend the understandings of Tesla with Buckminster Fuller, you'd get about 90% of what science is today.
Yeah, well, and it was because of his engineering mathematics background that he called for a design revolution to do more with less. And he promoted the idea of one Earth, one people, one world. And he came up with this flat map of the of the entire Earth. He called it the Dymaxion map, you know, where you could see all of the countries of the world in a flat surface, and that was to bring home the point of the one Earth, one people, one world. Of course, I mean, you know, the one people part of it is completely wrong, except if you are an engineer, a systems person, and you are just looking at numbers and statistics and things like that, and you're designing everything from a statistical point of view. And that's the problem with the world that they're building today, is that they are neglecting the fact that we are not the same people. The people over in the Middle East have their culture. They like it. It's, you know, that's what they grew up with. We have our culture here. And it occurred to me the other day that I can't remember what triggered it, but it seems to me that what they're trying to create in the United States is a sociological sampler box, you know, where we have the Somali community, we have the Haitian community, we have an East Indian community, a Chinese community, Japanese community, and it's balkanization for sure. And what made me think that is because I was listening to some hearing and I forget what that crazy woman from Maine, what her name is, that senator, and she was talking about our Somali community,
and that phrase has gotten a lot of traction because I have a friend here locally that uses the same phrase about that, you know, our this kind of a community and our that kind of a community, and these are obviously being inculcated probably through the television set, but yeah, the idea of this being the melting pot, you know, what we have seen, and whether it is intentional and or fostered and promoted, like with the Council of La Raza, the race, the idea of creating barrios and ghettos and our Somali community and our Palestinian community and this community and that community, there's no barrier at the border. In other words, we're not coming through Ellis Island. We're not shuffled off to a community college for our training, if you will, our education on Americanism. We don't have to pass a test. You just come in and you're fine. Just bring your native language, bring your customs, your tongues, your tribe, your culture, and come in and squat in some place in the middle of America. You don't have to try and assimilate. You're fine. You're a guest. You know, you're a guest worker. All of the language is being built to condition, and I think you may be very right, that America, the United States of America, has become a bit of a petri dish for the sociologist to see how we do interact so that we don't have to travel all around the world. But the Dymaxion map that was created by Buckminster Fuller is the beginning, really, step towards what we have spoken of in the past is this cadastral, this idea of a GIS, GPS, global governance scheme. You look at the various photographs taken from the inside of the fusion centers, and you see the walls all covered in front of the various operators with these flat panel, flat screen TVs, and it's much like the Dymaxion map. You're looking at Europe, you're looking at Australia, you're looking at North America and South America, and they're all flat planes, and when you're looking at it, you're not seeing the globe, you're just seeing basically regions in a regional system of governance.
You know, what you just said back a minute ago is really a very, when I was thinking of the sampler box of, sociological sampler box, that's what I was thinking. But when you said it, it came back. Now think of this. They're setting up a global system, and how convenient is it to have communities of people that you encourage to stay together as a community of people where you can test out the new dialectics for the future to try on their country. It's kind of like having a world in miniature in the United States for testing purposes.
Yeah, I think one of a good word would be a diorama. We build a diorama in a place, and we bring in we've built a little barrio, or we allow them to build their little barrio, and then we bring in our Ken and Barbie dolls, and we stand them in the places that we want. And then as sociologists, we can come in and work with their quote-unquote community, see what will work and what won't work. And basically, like I said, it goes all the way back to August Comte. It's just slipping the man into a petri dish and slipping him under a microscope where man becomes the object of study, which was so profound and had such an incredible impact. The idea of sociology is everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's big stuff.
That's not exactly the words I use for it, but we can't say those on the radio.
Well, I understand that, but at the same time, this is the control mechanism, and this is what he had in mind. What August Comte visioned was the world of the future, the Republic of the West, as he styled it, in which the world would be run by the captains of finance and industry, and of course he was strongly influenced by Henry Saint-Simon, Claude Henri du Rouvroy Saint-Simon. But in the world of the future, the world would be run by the captains of finance and industry. So we've got Goldman Sachs, we've got Monsanto, you've got Siemens, you've got the other great industries out there, Warren Buffett, now just picking up Burlington Northern. The captains of finance and industry run the world through an appointed dictator, and their dictator, whether that be Ban Ki-moon or the Black Jesus, as some hosts call him, I call him Barry the Usurper because he's a usurper. But if he's their appointed dictator, then he would be supported in all he does by a cadre of super social scientists like Rahm Emanuel. I got your back, But beyond that, you've got the Catherine Sebeliuses and all of the rest of these super social scientists, the Janet Napolitanos, etc., supporting whatever the dictator is doing. And then it would be a regional system of government, or governance, really, that included not only a political structure, but a moral philosophy and a religion. And that's very much what we have today. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be right back just after this break and begin hour number two. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, November the 5th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. As we like to do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're visiting with Vicki Davis, an independent researcher who has done just a vast quantity of research into much of this stuff, the stuff of the world. You can find her work and writing on www.channelingreality.com, her website. And on the front of channelingreality.com, on the homepage, you'll find a Become Vocal Local link that she's created for us, where she posts the documents that we refer to during the broadcast. So it's a good place that you can go back and listen. I generally don't play clips or videos during the broadcast. So if you are interested in that, there are videos that you can watch and sound clips that you can pick up from time to time. But Vicki, as we go into this thing, we've got another section here where you begin, Houston, we got a problem. Spaceship Earth is spinning out of control. Of course, folks, Bucky Fuller wrote one of his most popular book, The Operation Manual for the Spaceship Earth, in which he posited a lot of this idea that there's no limit really to material on the planet. The real problem that he saw was distribution. How do you get this stuff to the Somalians? How do you get the stuff to the redistributed around the world? And so much of that has come to pass now. Well, we've got people like Dubai Ports World and others, the big holding companies, carrying things from planet or from continent to continent. So anyway, all of that. Houston, we got a problem. Energy re-strategy, living re-economy for the spaceship Earth. Well, there's you can't get any more Bucky Fuller than that kind of language.
Yeah, Bucky Fuller is kind of the he's the quintessential person to study where you find Dadaism, environmentalism, futurism. Globalism in terms and communism. He wanted to redistribute, you know, the assets of the world. And he really truly is a fascinating person to look at. Well, and he took this ideology all over the world, you know, to different countries. And which is why I think that, you know, he was really one of the leaders, the founders of the New Age movement.
Well, having been thrown out of the Ivy League colleges, it was kind of a surprise to see how the colleges would open their doors to him to come in and lecture as a traveling lecturer. He'd come in and give these presentations. And as I've said before on Tuesday, you know, at the time, if it were all at all possible, and if it were within any, you know, decent driving distance, I would have gone to listen to Bucky talk, because he was incredible in presence. A little guy like a gnome, you know, like a little gray, one of these gray alien things, you know, a gnome or something, these big, thick glasses. But nevertheless, he did have a collectivist mindset, and many of the people that in the hippies movement then went on and they started their little communes and stuff like that. Many of them have been influenced by this, also by Jim Morrison from the Doors, a lot of the other people, you know, even Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, all that entire genre of music worked seamlessly with this. And if anybody's ever done any studies did your Google Scroogle dog pile and web ferret on Jim Morrison, you'll find there's a lot of material out there. He was basically an insider, as well as maybe Bucky Fuller. But it influenced people because you had this Toynbee Hall concept of the group homes. Lots of collectivist homes and food conspiracies and food co-ops and the whole natural foods movement and the
Birkenstock.
Yeah, the Birkenstocks. We'll be back in a moment, folks. Stay with us. I'll get my tongue straightened up.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They are forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And it's been often said that young people are most often more like their grandparents than they are like their parents, Vicki, because they have a natural born tendency to reject their parents. If they didn't, the parents couldn't get rid of the children until they were 90. But so children leave home, largely they reject the parents, they turn away from whatever the parents are taught them. But it's so important in this, on this network, on this, in this broadcast, we have younger people out there than the 18 to 35 year range that have maybe grown up in a household with their parents. Some of these very self-same people of the generation of myself as their parent figure. And if they build a blind spot, if they build a scotoma in their mind, if they block out what they experienced when they were growing up, if they reject that without examining it, they're closing the door on this window of the transition from where we could have, where we were, to where we are today. And they grew up in the middle of this programming. And so I would encourage the younger audience. I mean, we've probably got a lot of people in my generation listening to this broadcast on the archives and live. But to think very carefully about what transpired while you were growing up, because so much of this is what has shaped, has come out of these very same minds, the philosophers that we've been talking about, that creates the situation where we are today. Of course, the goal here is to go forward, but before we do that, let's go back. You had another comment you wanted to make and tie together a couple of these knots.
Yeah, well, I want to read a quote here from Buckminster Fuller. It says, America seems to you at the moment to be a center of creative ability. America happens to be in a wave that has gone across the world. There is a crossbreeding world man here. There is no American nation. We have world men here. And there is developing world men here. And when you tie that ideology of no nationalism, a global one world society, along with the what he was saying about a design revolution, that's where we are today. The global systems that they're implementing, that is the design revolution. His ideas of environmentalism are at the core of the redesign, and they are trying to create world men, a global citizen. And so, I mean, understanding that, if you can understand the history, then you understand the present of where we are today.
Exactly. Absolutely. And this is something that we've talked about in the past on this broadcast, Vicki, is the importance of very carefully researching and dissecting the history. And then we look forward. Much of what Buckminster Fuller was doing, he was looking forward to the next century. We look forward. I like to think of us moving always into greater and greater freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control. But not everyone shares that view. But we look forward and visualize the future. Then we always find ourselves in the present, like a diver who has just run out to the end of the board, put all their weight on the board, and the board rebounds. And we live our entire existence at that point where our toes have just come off of this diving board with all of that momentum of the past, and we're falling forward constantly into the future. And when Buckminster Fuller advanced it and made popular this concept of synergy again, where a synergy is basically that the sum of all of the parts is greater than the parts themselves. So you could have 1 plus 1 plus 1. Looks like it should come up to 3, but because of the ones that you've used, it actually is 4 or more. So synergistic is really part of this whole process. And, of course, the world man. We're getting out of this myopic three-cornered hat, 50-caliber black powder rifle in the mourner's bench idea of the colonists, and thinking as global citizens and world men. And if you don't think that has had an influence, folks, then you're still asleep.
Yeah. Well, and the problem that we're having, I mean, who would argue against freedom? But the kind of freedom that they are implementing, yeah, you know, you won't see the cop on the street, but there's going to be a camera and there's going to be people in a fusion center watching you. And if you step out of line, they catch it on the camera, they're just going to come take you out. And because they control all of the information, the other citizens, you know, may not be aware of it, you know. Of course, the ones immediately around you will. But if they control the information, if they control the audio and they control the vertical, you know, as they used to say in, what was that, The Outer Limits, then you are living in a world that's not a real world. You have the perception of freedom, but it will actually be absolute control.
Well, that goes, you know, it goes to the way that I style the broadcast and start out each morning. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. When I came across in my own research, Jeremy Bentham and James Mill started to find out how the transformation of English law really can be traced right to that. What Bentham was trying to do and did was basically codify what had previously been the common law. He brought in all of the social stuff that we are deal with today. He started that wheel rolling, all of our minimum wage laws and things like that, the universal suffrage and all that. So much comes from the mind of him, but he and all of his followers, and even in France, they were known as the philosophical radicals. And so one of the things, of course, that the Jeremy Bentham is known for is the Panopticon, which was his long desire and dream. He even built a model. He had hoped to be able to make a fortune on these, putting them all around the world. He didn't realize what he was doing, but I don't think. But he basically came up with a prison where the prison guards sit in a tower in the center, and all of the cells are arrayed around them. And from the guard tower, you could look into all of the cells at any one time. No one could see the guards, but the guards could always see them. And so there was an automatic self-restraint of the people, because they anticipated that they were always being watched. And so when you get into this idea, no, it's not the cop on the walk, folks. It's a camera. And you don't know whether that camera is turned on. You don't know whether it's recording. You don't know whether anyone's watching, but you just notice the camera. And so you straighten up your walk and you walk carefully past the camera, being a good little citizen on the street. It's psychological conditioning of the most massive scale. And the idea of a GIS, where everything is identified and tracked, traced, and numbered, the GPS, the geographic positioning system, where if you call in to a 911 using your cell phone, they know the point of origin on the earth geographically within maybe 5 or 6 feet. They know that you were making that call from behind the get and go car, you know, truck stop or something like that, and they can send a cruiser out to intercept your activities immediately. So these are all things that I look back to Jeremy Bentham as being the inspiration for. And then you add the science of Buckminster Fuller, folks, and we become a one-world prison. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The Intel Strike Report.
And then I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And returning again. We're going to pick up a little bit further down in this lengthy article near the end of it, The Parallel Universe. Again, while Buckminster Fuller was performing in the traveling circus promoting global communism, masked in the language of new age techno-goop, Vicky writes, the real scientists were at work producing the technology that Bucky was visioning. In an article mentioned above by Daniel Bell, of course, read from that last week, or on Tuesday, he quotes St. Augustine, rather interesting, time is a threefold present. The present as we experience it, the past as a present memory, and the future as a present expectation. Boy, beautiful. But there it is, time, a threefold yeah. present.
And that quote, that's what I've tried to do with my research, is to bring the history, the present, and the future so that you'll be able to see the future of where we're going. And now we're going to move to the other links that I have on there, and I have a link to Madeleine Albright, which might seem like a strange kind of non sequitur, but I was watching Washington Journal the other morning, and Madeleine Albright was on, and she has just finished working on a study of another 10-year plan for NATO. And as she was talking, I realized that, yeah, Madeleine Albright was the Secretary of State. And in this global information grid, the Secretary of State is really in control of the dialogue between the global partners, quote-unquote, the other nations, the other globalists, and our globalists for building this global system, these global systems.
A phrase that I've heard used is within nations and among nations.
Uh-huh. And in I don't, if you recall, in the other work that is a work in progress that we talked about two programs ago, called The Knowledge Gap, the Secretary of State figures very prominently in the being the lead in these systems. So when Madeleine Albright mentioned that the name of her consulting firm is Stonebridge, and just the image of Stonebridge, you know, there's nothing more linking of the present and the past than a stone bridge. I went there, and who is her partner but Sandy Berger? Sandy Berger was the guy who approved giving the technology to communist China to so that they could be a participant in this global system, and it was the inclusion of China that really is bringing our economy down, you know, that really was an attack on our economy, because China has 1.5 billion people, and they are a black hole for resources.
Well, as you know, you and folks, again, the link is right there on the Become Vocal Local page, Stonebridge International. But what I saw immediately, what caught my eye on this, they're a consultancy, and certainly with Madeleine Albright, you know, as a former Secretary of State, she is one to, you know, to pay close attention to because of the connections that she's been able to develop through the holding that office globally. It's really powerful position as the head of the State Department. She may very well be the president at the time, but as consultants for Brazil, China, India, and Russia, now people, these are the BRIC countries. Just the other day, India picks up 200 tons of gold. Gold is trading today above, well above 1,000, nearing the 1,100 mark. Brazil, India, China, and Russia, or Brazil, Russia, China, and or India and China. All they've done is turn the words around. But it's the BRIC countries. And then Southeast Asia and the U.S., we've been talking about this APEC, you know, here on the broadcast, and it says, and beyond, our global team is diverse, with high-level public sector, corporate, and entrepreneurial experience. The firm has undertaken projects in over 35 countries in 5 continents. Now, folks, just type into your browser the Tavistock Institute and go over, visit that, read the same stuff over there. Understand this idea, this concept about the edge theory and taking power to the edge. We when I came across this years back, Vicki, this is where the Become Vocal Local concept came to be, is that understanding that the new drive is at the level of localism, at the local level, then in order for us to effectively block this transition, as globalism transitions from global to local, we block globalism as it comes into our cities and our counties and our towns, our states, because if you understand where the enemy is going to attack you, then you can be better prepared to defend yourself. So what we're seeing here is this high-level public sector, that's government, corporate, that's all the, you know, here we got the captains of finance and industry again with their appointed dictators, and the entrepreneurial experience. But what is entrepreneurial experience? But what it is the middle class again. People that are out there working for wage or salary are not the middle class. You're the working class. You're the workers, the worker bees. The entrepreneurs are those workers who either elevate themselves by becoming business men or corporations, or they are the lesser nobility, if we can, the offspring of this intergenerational control network, the elite, that don't figure into positions like the Secretary of State's office, for instance, but they can come in and start one of these four-star green energy corporations, or like Al Gore, start up a climate change bourse, if you will. These then are these entrepreneurs. They are the middle class. So it's a little deceptive to talk about the abolition of the middle class as a communist goal. But what definitely happens is that those who shine in any community will become absorbed in the global movement through the chambres de commerce, the university extension offices and councils, and brought into the fold, so to speak. And so they still control all wage earners and in that way control the economy.
Yes. And that's the whole idea of the education system, is to be able to, well, the computer system is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The supply chain management mm-hmm. is to be able to identify and to select those people so that they can be used to society's best advantage as they see it. No longer will people be able to choose their own destiny.
Well, knowing where we're going to go in 20 years, you know, folks, these people plan. Knowing where we're going to go in 20 years, they begin at kindergarten or kindergarten, and they begin building the workers of the world, which they can unite under this new globalist paradigm, at the earliest possible stages. And so that right on time, we have young people coming out of college with degrees in homeland security. We have people coming out of college right on time with green energy training. It's diabolical, and it's a very, very complex system. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They are forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule. molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar-powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back, cruising into the last half hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Folks, if you want to call in, let your fingers do the walking. 866-841-1065. Come join us on air. Vicki, back to you again. Let's look into this this connection between between Madeleine Albright and her influence on the administration.
Okay, well, as Secretary of State, there was also Sandy Berger, who had been a deputy secretary for the National Security Council. And he is a figure in 9-1-1. So every time I see Sandy Berger's name, it's, you know, it is like a neon flashing sign for me, because even though he was not made a prominent figure in this world of this crazy world that we're living in, it's not the people that they present to you in front, you know, the clowns in front. It's the people in the back, and Sandy Berger is a person in the back.
Well, one of the things that came, you know, to me when I was studying the Bible years ago and making a thorough study of it, folks, not just a casual inquiry, but there came to me to mind this concept. I could see it clearly, and I can see it carrying on today. It was perfected there in the time of Egypt, actually or theoretically, and the presence of Joseph. You know, we all know about the guy with the little multicolored coat. And he was sold in by his brothers, thrown in a pit and sold into bondage. But he finds himself interpreting a dream accurately, or at least satisfactorily, for the Pharaoh, which one we don't know for sure. But then he's made the Grand Vizier of Egypt, and he works behind the scenes. And he was the one that really began the system of taxation and gross taxation. If you go back, folks, and in your Bible, read that section again, you'll see what I found there to be much of what's happening today. So oftentimes, Vicki, and you're right on the money here, we've got the front men, we've got the marionettes, we got the guys that have the hook in the jaw and the little strings on their fingers, and they're just dancing around in front of a teleprompter. But really the ones that we need to be paying attention to are these people like Sandy the Burglar Berger, who are just behind. They're the grand viziers for the potentate.
Yeah, well, and what struck me about Albright's firm is that it is about systems and networks, global systems and networks, and using their connections to help companies hook up, so to speak. Okay, let's see. She says, we have created a firm with unmatched breadth and depth of talent, regional expertise, and global networks. Albright Stonebridge meets the growing demand for problem solvers who deliver results. Our combined reach and capability make us the team to deliver for companies and organizations for every region in the world. And what my analysis of 9-1-1 was, is that it was, and this, you know, take it for what it's worth or whatever, but it seems to me like that it was an event. It was a show that was planned during the Clinton administration, and the idea was to ensure that globalization would continue, that the Republicans, once they took office, would not be able to stop the globalization that Clinton and Gore had started. And Sandy the Burglar Berger was one of the key people as deputy secretary of the National Security Council. He was kind of at the center of what was going on in terms of not only terrorism, because theoretically, you know, that's what the National Security Council does. And his story to the 911 commission was that he prepared a folder for Condoleezza Rice with a big message on it that says, read this first. And, of course, you know, as the story goes, Condi didn't read it, and so they were not aware of the potential for terrorism, blah, blah, blah.
Well, if there's if that's a fair and accurate assumption, you know, you could think of it as a Lucretia Borgia time release poison. If they actually set the gears in motion for the continuance, let's say, of globalization under what they anticipated perhaps was not going to be a strong globalist agenda, if Al Gore visualized that from what he'd gotten and what he knew about the Bushes and stuff like that, that the continuation of Agenda 21 would have to take a back burner during the Bush administration, which it exactly did, then this is even more of a incredible story than I first thought, you know. So that's a great analogy. Let's continue with that. This is fascinating.
Uh-huh. Well, and Sandy Bergler was also Bergler. See, I can't. Sandy Berger was also the guy who, over the Pentagon's objections, gave satellite technology approved, giving the satellite technology to the communist Chinese so that they could do the GPS monitoring and tracking and do the design for the global transportation system. Because, you know, mapping the Earth is the... was necessary from their point of view to do a global transportation system. So it all ties together.
Yeah,
you know,
economically and militarily, strategically, without the without a really firm three-dimensional coordinate geometry on the entire planet, it would make it very difficult for this intelligence technology that we've been talking about here all the way back to the very first broadcast, war in the context of everything else, where we started this incredible saga, Vicki. But without this this geometric grid on the face of the Earth, things like Google Earth and so many other programs out there that are the public, set out for public consumption, none of that would be possible. And so I can see how all of these parts and pieces have been essential to this. Even the implementation of cell towers. The other evening I was invited to be on with Sam and Trish Britton on their Information Corner. We did a pre-recorded broadcast, but there we talked a little bit about their community coming under the influence of a professional change agent, an urban planner. And, of course, one of the things he mentioned in his initial presentation was the need to prepare for the cell towers and all of this communication system. So no matter whether you're in Bangladesh or whether you're in Istanbul or Kabul or Kandahar or in Owensville, Missouri or in Cassville, Missouri or in Idaho, this stuff is coming to a town near you if it's not there already.
Yeah, so true. And remember the war in Bosnia? What's that guy, Milosevic? What he was trying to do was to hold Yugoslavia together. Well, and somebody was talking about this the other night. I don't know who, I can't remember who it was, but they really were doing a really excellent job of explaining this. But the clash of civilizations is really about the banking system. And it's about the Muslims' system of monetary exchange that is integral in their religion you know, where you don't, where it's a sin to charge interest, and our banking system, you know, where it's a sin not to.
Well, I don't know whether you picked it up. You certainly may have. You're connected in that way. But there was a lecture that was carried on, I think it was at Harvard, where Timmy Geithner and some others, Kash Kari is the name of the man. Folks, if you want to bring it up, I would type in Kash Kari, spell it any way phonetically that you want, and then Sharia finance law. The staff were schooled on this very situation that you're talking about. There's a great difference between the way that the Mohammedans conduct themselves financially and the way that Western man does. There's a disconnect when it comes to things like charging interest, which they consider to be usury still, even though the Catholic Church is pretty well exhausted that as being a sin. Well, we buy the indulgences, you know, give me a break, you get the banker over here, you know, a little bit of interest, it keeps his attention. We'll pick it up right there on the other side, folks. I'm trying to imitate Jimmy X. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties, but you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com.
Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Oh,
And we are back, and as usual, my motor mouth is just eating up these segments. Vicki, please continue. Talk about Sandy Berger, and maybe we could even cover Feinberg and the rest of the criminals.
Yeah, Sandy Berger came to my attention, and this is one of those, you know, just bizarre coincidences that happens. I was looking on the Institute for International Economics, and I was just kind of reading things, you know, about Anthony Lake, who was the also with the National Security Council, and, you know, as I was researching the North American Union, and I saw a book on there that was written by Richard Feinberg, and he was one of the people that was on the team basically establish these summits of the Americas that are dissolving our country, basically, and creating this whole regional area. But I saw this book called Summitry in the Americas, A Progress Report by Richard Feinberg. And I bought that little book, and it's only, you know, maybe a quarter of an inch thick. But that little book is like, you know, it was a revelation to me in terms of how they were able to proceed with the summits of the Americas at the same time that they're reinventing our government, at the same time they're selling us out to China, you know, with the satellite technology and designing these global systems. I mean, you know, they just packed a whole lot of treason in those 8 years. Well, unbelievable amount of treason.
There sometimes is a real outpouring of insight in the smaller books. It's not like, you know, Jerry Corsi going for New York best seller number 12. Feinberg may have been writing something that would be more like a pamphlet that would be circulated inter-office, like an inter-office memo, and that might be what you've got your hands on. But certainly with the La Paz Agreement and the rest of the stuff that came out of this time period, the economic hitman, what was his name, John something, what was that fellow's name?
John Perkins, I think.
Perkins, yeah, John Perkins. You know, these kind of revelations. Again, whether he, you know, he had a come to Jesus moment or what, or whether it was a time release pill that we have got in this time period, folks, we have got to be paying attention to the various and sundry steam valves that are out there. In order to make this thing come to pass, they've got to give the people public notice a little drop at a time, a little drop at a time, and keep the stream coming and then slowly turn up the volume. Because if all of this just fell on us all at once, I mean, Katie barred the door, they'd be burning down towns all over America, but a little bit at a time, the thinking people are just kind of mulling it over as we're doing on this broadcast, and no one is coming out and reacting. So they've diffused the normal anger, the righteous indignation, by these time release capsules, and I don't know whether John Perkins' books were like that, or whether Jerome Corsi is employed to do that sort of a thing or has that in his mind, but we get these little dips and dabs from time to time that give us insights as to what's really going down.
Well, after I heard an interview with John Perkins, my impression was, you SOB, you're still working.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I came from. You know, he was up there in the Austin area doing in the basement bookstore deal. And, you know, I saw a Google clip. Someone gave it to me. I don't remember what it was in. It was during the Ron Paul revolution. But I looked at that guy and I thought, you slime ball scum from hell. That's what he, I wouldn't buy his book just based upon what he did.
Yeah. Well, and what he did is he went down and basically blackmailed, or, you know, had people killed. Now he absolves himself of that, you know, as if he had nothing to do with it. But he knew it was happening, and basically they were insurgents in the countries, the governments of other countries, making them participate in this whole global system of structural adjustment, where you reorient your economy to be an exporting economy, knowing darn good and well, he's an economist, he had to know that if you reorient the entire economy so that you're exporting, you will be impoverishing your own people, your own country, your own government. And so what they did is they paid off the few people in government and paid them off or killed them or whatever in order to get them to go into this global system of economic and national suicide.
Well, a little bit of study now that I've done with the economics out of this Principles of Economics on Air, one of the things that I just glanced across on air because it is a little bit too long for a broadcast, but the idea of a holding company, the whole structure of corporations is very fascinating. But the idea of a holding company gives me a window into some of these various nefarious activities. It's not necessary to be a majority stockholder to own a company or a corporation. Through the use and the power of the clever device of the holding companies, you can actually control the election or the directors of the directors and the CEOs and policy decisions by holding just a minority share of stocks. And when you understand that holding companies can be held by holding companies, which could be held by holding companies, and you take it all the way back to the Rothschilds or the Vatican or wherever you want to take it, then we start to get a better understanding of this corporate structure. You might say, oh, yeah, well, Fox News, you know, this 56% held by this guy or this guy or this guy, and it proves that the Jews own it all. But really, through the power of a holding company, you don't have to have a majority of those shares, and it's not necessary for the United States State Department to send somebody like Perkins in as an economic hitman and buy out half a 51% share in a country. All we need to do is find the right places to come in, gain a minority position, and then make the appointments ourselves. So it's a huge topic, and it's worthy of study, but I think you're right on the money here with this bunch. This Feinberg, you know, makes my skin crawl just looking at him. Anthony Lake, what about him?
Well, first of all, let me tell you something that related to what you said prior to that. The lesson that I got in that holding company business was that back in the 1990s, I watched CNBC like everybody. You know, I was glued watching this dot-com circus, and a president of a company called Human Genome Sciences Incorporated came on to CNBC, and of course he was talking about the prospects of HGSI for the future. What they were working on were proteins, and it's proteins apparently that do the switching on and off of I'm not sure. Do the switching on and off of whatever it is, cells in the DNA that cause your body to react in certain ways. And it really is the future in terms of genetic medicine. And so anyway, I was very impressed, and I looked at the company, I looked at their website, and I read about it, and I bought some of their stock. And it went way up, you know. Sometime shortly after that, it went from like 35 up to like 200, and then it dropped down again. I you know, thought, well, how could that be, you know, that it would do that, because this company has a real future. Well, what I found out was that HGSI, now, when he was talking, he said that they were going to be building a factory to produce the protein. Okay, you know, all looks good. So when I went back and I looked at them, what they were actually is basically a contract laboratory for the other pharmaceutical companies. And everything that HGSI developed, they were then leasing back to the pharmaceutical company. So if you were a sucker like I was and you bought into HGSI, you weren't buying a real company. You were buying a company that is just a holding company or a consortium for the pharmaceutical companies to do the research.
And that's it, folks. That's the end of the day. Hope everybody's enjoyed the broadcast. It's certainly been good to have you again, Vicki. We'll see you again on Tuesday, folks. I'll see you again tomorrow. Till then, good day.
You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.